Hi, is this Miss De La Cruz?
Yes.
Hi, Miss De La Cruz, this is Tishan Padilla.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good, good. Listen, my wife turned off my phone, so I got a new number. I wanted to give you my new number.
You called and I think you called and you gave it to me?
I'm up to my third phone number.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm not on the case anymore just because you have an open investigation over there in Orange County, so she's your worker.
Well, I spoke with Rosemary Wilkham, and she said that you're second, just like you said, that she's first and you're second.
Mm-hmm.
So, what exact, so are you, do you mean that your investigation is terminated?
Yes.
How come nobody told me?
Well, I just did it today.
Is there any kind of paperwork that I'm going to receive?
Not from me, because I'm just a secondary worker.
Oh, but you did begin your investigation, correct?
Yeah, I went, I saw the children, and I went to the home.
But
I'm not the one that keeps on seeing the children just because, you already have a worker up in Orange County.
Okay, I understand. I mean, I'm disappointed though that they would close that Bronx case. Can I just ask you this?
The case is closed is because the family doesn't live here, so we can't. There's nothing for us to do.
I mean, I guess they fooled you because they were living there. She was back and forth. You did visit in the Bronx though, right? Now that it's over, you can say you visited at 3833 Barnes, right?
I visited at the address that was given on the case.
Was that 3833 Barnes? Or you can't tell me that?
No, I can't tell you that.
Okay, well, just because this is probably the last conversation we'll have, what can you tell me about the case since I did initiate the case?
There was nothing. Your daughter has no bruises on her foot.
You went to see the bruise and you didn't see the bruise?
There was nothing there. If she was hurt, then there was nothing. If it was with a hammer, she would have had a mark there, but there was nothing on her foot.
Can you tell me which foot you saw?
I saw both of them.
Wow, because you know there's an EMS report stating, and there's photos before and after your visits, and there's proof that there was a bruise there. Like Miss Wilkham said the same thing.
There, it might have been healed by the time that I went.
Can you tell me the date that you went?
I went once the report was called in.
Can you give me the specific date?
On the same Thursday that the report was called in.
Do you remember the date though? January 5th?
January 5th, yes.
And that was a Thursday?
Yes.
You saw the bare foot?
Yes, sir. I know how to do my investigation, and I saw the foot, no socks, no shoes, and there was no bruises.
Wow.
If you called the police and EMS, and if they saw something, they should have done something.
Now, the police officer stated that he said, and I'm quoting him, "I saw the bruise with my own two eyes."
Okay, sir. He might have saw the bruise when he went over there to do the visit, but when I went to do the visit, the bruise was gone. You have to remember, this case came in, you called it in on the 5th. Supposedly, your child got hurt over the weekend. You waited until Thursday to call it in, so by that time, there was probably nothing. So I can't look for a bruise that's not there.
All right.
I didn't see anything. If she had been hit with a hammer, then I would have saw something, but there wasn't anything there. It wasn't a deep bruise. It must have been superficial.
Well, that was my daughter's story. And then when the police officer, Officer Horowick from the 47th Precinct, he got a different story. He was told a different story than the story my daughter gave.
The thing is that if the police went over there and EMS and they did an investigation and they didn't think that, hello?
Yeah.
It would arise to the necessary means for ACS to be called, because if they went over there and they saw a bruise and they had some concerns, they will call in an ACS case themselves. But because they didn't call one in, they didn't see that there was any concerns. So,
but just from an ACS perspective, though, if there's an ongoing investigation and there's reports and the police show up and inspect the child and they see a bruise, aren't they mandated? They're not doctors. Aren't they mandated to call ACS?
They call ACS if they see that there's some type of neglect or abuse going on. But if they went in there and they didn't see none of that, they're not going to call in a case. Just because a child has a bruise, they don't call in a case just because a child has a bruise. Because if there's an explanation of why it happened, then they're not going to call in the case.
Like I said,
you still have an open investigation with your worker from Orange County. So you could call her and let her know that you still have concerns.
Okay. So I would imagine, though, that so you're saying I'm going to get some kind of paperwork stating that your investigation is over from Orange County, from CPS?
From Orange County, yes.
And it's going to be dated today, that you ended the investigation today?
No, it's going to be dated whenever they end their investigation.
No, I mean, when I need the date for when you ended your investigation.
Sir, I'm a secondary worker, okay?
But
I don't live in New York City, so I can't keep on investigating when the children are not here. There's a primary worker in Orange County. Her, when she finishes her investigation, you will get a letter. You won't even get a letter in the mail. Well, is your name on the report? The only way you'll get a letter in the mail is if your name is on the report. If your name is on the report, then you will get a letter in the mail saying that the case is closed and whatever the determination is going to be. I can't give you a letter saying my part is over because I'm just a secondary worker. So I never really had a primary role. I was just doing a service for the worker in Orange County. So there's nothing that's going to say that I unassigned myself from the case or my part is over.
But you just said it. You just said today. You started the conversation and you said today you ended the investigation.
What I'm letting you know is that you're not going to get anything written on paper.
But you originally told me I would.
No, I told you you'll get it from Orange County when they close their case. Not from me.
Yeah, I know, but don't you have, okay, aren't I entitled to your paperwork or your report or something?
No, there's no paperwork and no report from me. Orange County is the primary worker, and they'll give you their investigation and their report.
Wow. It just seems like people are just choosing not to do their job because I can prove that you were incompetent.
Okay, if you could prove it, then go right ahead.
You just admitted that you inspected my daughter's foot and you didn't see it. And I have photos dated on metadata.
If your daughter didn't have a bruise, she didn't have a bruise. I can't make up a bruise if there was nothing there when I went.
But I can prove.
I'm sorry, but it's not my fault. You called in the case on a Thursday. You saw the family. You saw your daughter over the weekend, and you waited until Thursday to call in a case. Nobody's gonna see a bruise if it's a superficial bruise. It's gonna be gone by then.
I saw the bruise a week later. It was still there. You've just admitted. Do you understand the situation you're in right now? You've demonstrated incompetence.
Sir, I'm not in any situation.
I've been recording every single conversation.
Okay, that's nice that you're recording the conversation. conversation, okay? My notes are recorded in the investigation, so if there's any issues, they'll go into the
You should go back and do your job right.
I can't talk on the phone anymore. If you don't think that I did my job right, you could call my supervisor and talk to her.
So why don't you put her on the phone now? Transfer me now, please.
I can't transfer you from my phone. Her telephone number is 718-239-5255.
And what's her name?
Miss Diamond.
And what is her exact title?
She's the supervisor.
That's what it says on her paycheck? The supervisor? What's her title? What's your title?
I can't. Hold on a second.
Hi, is this Miss Diamond?
Miss who?
Diamond?
This is Miss Simon, S-I-M-O-N.
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't... Okay, Miss Simon. Are you Corinne De La Cruz's supervisor?
Yes, I am.
Okay, this is the first time you and I are speaking. I'm Tishan Padilla. I initiated...
Okay, I was listening to the whole conversation.
All right.
I need to let you know, we have nothing more to do with that case. If you need additional information, speak to your Orange County worker.
Okay, fine. I will do that. However, your caseworker, please just listen to me one second. Let me just say this. Your caseworker has demonstrated incompetence, and I have her on tape. Now, I'm an Emmy-nominated television producer. I'm not just some Joe Blow out here. I'm telling you seriously. I need somebody to address this. I'm gonna keep escalating this if I have to. But this woman has demonstrated incompetence.
Okay, I would advise you. You can, as far as I know, the worker followed the protocol.
She admitted that she didn't see the bruise. I have photos with metadata. The metadata proves the dates that the photos were taken.
Right, and she also explained to you, I heard her explain to you, she didn't see it by the time...
That's how she demonstrated her incompetence. That's the demonstration of the incompetence.
Excuse me. I let you speak.
I'm sorry. Okay, I'm sorry.
Okay?
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I've been respectful to you. I expect the same.
Okay.
I'm explaining to you.
I apologize.
Explain to you. Okay. Okay. She was explaining to you that when the case was... You saw it at a certain point. Okay? When the case was called in, when we went out, we didn't see it.
Oh, you went
you
too?
You also had... Wait, one second.
Okay, okay.
You also have an Orange County worker who saw the child prior to us seeing the kid, and they didn't see it either. So what you need to do with all that slew of information you have, go to the police station.
No, I have to keep it within... I have to go to the central register now.
You have to go to the police station because even if you go to the central registry and you're calling in, once we don't see it or Orange County don't see it physically, then there's nothing that could be done.
Okay.
Now, if you take it to the police station and they see, you know, the bruise that, you know, you're saying that the child had, they're going to take actions right away.
You can't, okay. May I interject?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. A couple points here. Number one, the fact that Ms. De La Cruz and Mrs. Wilkham admitted to me that they did not see the bruise, it proves their incompetence. And I have photos proving that after they inspected my daughter, that the bruises were there. So what you have is within your own ACS.
Okay, being that New York was secondary on the case, okay? You have to, okay, take this up with Orange County. And when I say that, what I mean is this. You have pictures, okay, where you took of this child's bruises. You need to show it to the Orange County worker. Nobody could do anything without seeing it. They say they didn't see it. You say you have pictures. It's your word against their word. You say you have documentation. You need to present it. If she doesn't look at it, you need to call her supervisor.
But why won't you handle...
There's nothing that New York can do, and I cannot, because of the amount of cases that I have coming in here.
So I have to wait for my daughter to end up in an oven before you do something? Is that what you're saying to me?
Okay.
You're too busy?
Let me help you to understand something. What is it that I said that you did not understand?
That you're not taking responsibility for your own worker.
Listen, New York cannot
do
anything about it. We don't have jurisdiction over your children.
But you inspected my child in your jurisdiction.
I hope you're taping this too. Okay, listen to me carefully.
You inspected my child in your jurisdiction.
Carefully. There's two people that didn't see the bruise. Okay, so the
So they're both incompetent.
In your eyes. So I tell you what you do. The worker in Orange County has a supervisor walk into that office.
Her supervisor's incompetent too.
Okay, so they have a deputy. Walk in and ask for the manager and the deputy.
Don't you have a deputy? Who do you report to?
Listen, you're not listening to me.
I have friends in ACS. They told me that I can keep escalating this within ACS.
You can't. We don't have jurisdiction, but hey, here's my manager's number. You ready?
Go for it.
Sylvia Hansen, 718-39-5194. Okay, and let her know I referred you to her. My name is Laureen, Laureen Simon.
And what's your title?
I'm a supervisor too.
And your manager's title is what?
Management. Child Protective Manager.
Okay. All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.